Together, we are building a better Virgin Islands.
Improving our standard of living.
Creating a culture of excellence.
Safeguarding our communities.
Protecting our natural and human resources.
Putting our people and country first. For your daily source of timely and accurate information, this is your GIS report, brought to you by the Department of Information and Public Relations. And now your host for today's program.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the GIS report, reporting for the Ministry of Health and Social Development. I am Public Health Communications Specialist Natasha Letson. As the Ministries of Education and Culture and Health and Social Development prepare for the launch of the Healthy Lifestyle School Intervention Program, a team of education, health, and medical professionals converged on primary schools across the territory to collect baseline data to get an appreciation for where the children are prior to the commencement of the intervention. The team of PE teachers, nurses, and health officers collected data that included weight, height, blood pressure, flexibility, endurance, strength, body composition. Additional information on knowledge, attitude, and behavior as it pertains to physical activity and nutrition was also captured. The information collected will be used to evaluate the program, track emerging trends, and improve the effectiveness of the intervention to ensure sustainability. I had an opportunity to visit three schools, Altair Scatliff, Francis Letsam, and the Leonora Delville Primary Schools, as the data collection process took place. I had an opportunity to speak with Ms. Beverly Brathwaite, Education Officer in the Ministry of Education and Culture, a school lunch vendor, students, and I even got an opportunity to record an impromptu lesson on health facilitated by grade 3 teacher from the Leonora Delville Primary School, Ms. Darlene Potter.
We're here with Mrs. Deborah James, and she is the principal for the Francis Letsam Primary School. Mrs. James, tell me, what are your thoughts about this intervention program?
This intervention program is a very good one. I hope we can continue it because it would help the children to be more aware of their health and to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a whole, holistically within the school, do you find that the kids eat healthy here?
Well, not really, but we are getting there.
Okay. And how would you encourage parents to participate in this initiative?
Well, we would just let them know the benefit of it and then just encourage them to do the best that they can, because it's very important. Health is very important. If we want to live a life, a long life, that's what we have to do. Take care of our health.
Thank you very much.
Hi, sweetie. What's your name?
Hi, Sutton.
Mr. Sutton, you know what you just did just now?
Yes.
What did you do?
I checked up on my blood pressure.
Was your blood pressure good?
Yes.
That's good. You know why you're doing this?
No.
We're doing this because we're trying to promote healthy living and eating and doing a lot of exercise to keep you healthy throughout your life. Now, do you eat vegetables?
Sometimes when I eat food.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Corn.
Uh-huh.
The long bean thing.
The string beans?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
And the circle.
And peas?
Yeah.
Great. What about fruits? You like any fruits?
Yeah. Carrot.
Carrot is another vegetable, but what about fruits? Apples, good. So in your bag right now, do you have apple or orange for your snack?
No.
No? You forget it home, but your mommy always gives you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So if your mommy gives you chips, you're going to tell her, no, mommy, I don't want any chips. I have to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You're going to tell her that. Okay, how about if you eat fruit maybe 4 times a week and just 1 time for chips? Could you agree with that? Okay, yay! So we're trying to make you guys eat more healthy so you can live longer, happier lives, okay? And do good in school. Thank you, baby. We're here with Ms. Beverly Brathwaite, and she's an education officer with the Ministry of Education and Culture. Ms. Brathwaite, give us an update on the baseline assessment.
Yes, so far we have been doing the schools on Tortola. We have only 3 schools left to do on Tortola. So far it has been going okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you seeing so far in terms of the children?
Well, we have not analyzed the data as yet, but we have been taking their heights, their weights, their blood pressure, their... we have also been doing an interview with them in terms of their knowledge of nutrition and physical activity.
Mm-hmm. And all in all, do you find that the schools as well as the children are open and receptive to this?
Yes, the schools are open and receptive as well as the students.
Mm-hmm. From the Ministry of Education's perspective, tell me why this program is so important.
This program is important because we are focusing on health, and there's a correlation between health and learning. If students are healthy, they are better able to learn. If they are sickly, there are many challenges that they will be facing. But we are focusing on healthy diet and active living. Mm-hmm. And we know that there are many chronic diseases that depends on or can be reduced by according to your lifestyle, your healthy lifestyle. And therefore, if we can, from young, introduce the students to healthy eating and active living, this will go a long way, because if they are motivated to have balanced diets and things like that, it would help the students in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Awesome answer. Now, talk to us. You had more to say?
No, I'm saying that we are actually concentrating on 5 behavioral changes that we want to see in students. We want to make sure that they eat breakfast daily. We want to make sure that they eat a variety of foods. We want to make sure that they reduce sugary foods and salty foods and drink much more water because that's necessary. We also want to make sure that they are actively involved. And there's one more, fruits and vegetables. We want to make sure that they eat fruits and vegetables every day.
Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. So how can parents assist you in achieving excellence at this intervention?
Well, they can incorporate these behaviors with their students, make sure that they do those 5 things that we looked at. They can also cooperate with the schools when we are having promotional activities. And they can ensure that the students are more active. Okay, so all these behaviors, if they can cooperate with the schools and in their homes, because, for example, in grades 2 and grades 3, we are having the curriculum, behavioral curriculum, being taught to the students. There will be take-home activities that they can take home and work with their parents. And if the parents just cooperate with all these, it will be helpful.
So what outcomes is the ministry expecting as a result of this intervention program?
Okay, we want to have students who are performing well, who are health conscious, homes where health is foremost in their minds, where students are eating healthier and being more active. And as a result, we hope to have a healthier youth population, a healthier BVI in the long run, because as they do it all the time, it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. And a habit is a hard thing to break. As somebody say, habit, H-A-B-I-T, if you take away the H, you have a bit. If you take away the A, you have bit. If you take away the B, you have it. So if we have them doing this as a habit, then it will be easier as they grow older. And so we will prevent reduce the number of chronic diseases. Because long ago it was the elderly persons who would be having these chronic diseases, and we are seeing that in now that the younger students are coming up with it. So we want to eradicate that or reduce it at least.
Thank you very much. We're here with one of the vendors as part of the Healthy Lifestyle School Intervention Program, basically soliciting partnerships to ensure that our children are eating a variety of foods and eating healthy as we all forge towards a healthier Virgin Islands. Now, tell me your name.
My name is Sharon.
Now, Sharon, talk to us about your vending operation here and some of the options you have for the kids.
Well, we are here to accommodate the school children, and we try our very best to make sure that they eat healthy. Of course, we will not let them eat one of the same food that is not healthy, as pizza with cheese every day is not a healthy thing for a child to eat every day, 5 days a week. So what we do is we work with the particular children that would like that and find out, well, we can't do this for you every day. Could you pick something else? And we offer them, would you like chicken? Would you like a pate? Or would you like fries and chicken or something else, rice and chicken or rice and salt fish, you know, something else that, you know, will help him to have a healthy life.
But one of the things we've heard from vendors is that they cook, you know, a nice meal and the children do not buy, you know, the cooked food. They more opt to eat the chicken and chips and the pizza like you were alluding to here. I mean, what encouragement or how can you encourage other vendors to provide a variety of foods like you're providing and promoting more healthier meal options for the children?
Well, first thing I would say is the parents at home need to tell the children when they buy the food, they should ask for vegetables along with their meal. Parents should come, like some parents come here and they pay the money and they say what kind of food their children should have. So when the child come, the lady that served the food, she have food ready and set for them. So obviously the parents know that the child will eat that. So especially the little ones, them that is in kindergarten starting out, it's very important that their parents, you know, make sure that the children eat these vegetables at home. So it would be nice if the parents could interact with the vendors that's serving their children and the school area, putting into their meals.
Thank you.
It would be very important if the parents do that, because the parents are very important also, and they need to play a vital part in this, of their children meal eating.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much.
When you hear the word health or healthy or a healthy lifestyle, what do you think about?
Take care of yourself.
Show of hands. My God. Okay, taking care of yourself. You have to be loud. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Kimori, what do you know about health or living healthy? Okay, do you all eat junk?
Yes.
Okay, so Kimori, what junk do you eat? Up to yesterday afternoon. What did you have for snack yesterday? I can't hear you.
Pringles.
Now you just said that we must stop eating junk, right? So do you think that was something good for you to eat Pringles?
No.
No. Pringles have a lot of, how does it taste when you eat it?
Sweet.
Salty. So maybe that one is not so good for you. And maybe it's not good for you. Yes, Natalia, let me hear what you have to say. Eat healthy foods. And name one healthy food for me.
Apple.
Is that a healthy food?
Yes.
How many of you eat apples? Okay, so we are going to see more apples and less Pringles, right?
And grapes, teacher.
Yes, teacher.
Fruits and vegetables, very good, very good. Now, we know the carrot, we know about the carrot, right?
Yes.
You can tell me which part of your body the carrot eats helps with. Yes, Amaya?
Eyes.
So who in here wear glasses? Who in here wear glasses? Raise your hand.
Come on.
Have you been eating your carrots?
Yes.
Or more carrots?
Yes.
Okay, so we know that carrots help with your eyes. It helps to give you, you know, good eyesight. What else can you tell me about your health? Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to this GIS Radio Report, where we spoke about the Healthy Lifestyle School Intervention Program, which is designed to promote healthy eating and active living through nutrition and physical activity. The intervention program will commence in the schools during the second week of October. Parents, school lunch vendors, and the community are encouraged to support the intervention by making 5 behavioral changes of eating breakfast daily, eating fruits and vegetables daily, reducing daily intakes of fat, salts, and sugary snacks and drinks, and by engaging in a variety of physical activities daily. Also, not forgetting to eat a variety of foods daily. Remember, a healthy child is a community affair. Let us all do our part. Reporting for the Ministry of Health and Social Development, I am Public Health Communications Specialist Natasha Letsum. Live well.
This has been your GIS report, focused on government's initiatives to empower, stimulate, protect, build, and improve our territory. If you would like us to address a specific topic or want to give some feedback on today's program, contact the Department of Information and Public Relations at 468-2730 or email us gis@gov.vg.